Good morning, 811 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, James. Thank you.
Yeah, what's our verse of the day?
It is Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Psalm 37, 4.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Charles. So I know, hard to believe it's September. Good grief. I mean, but back to school. We got football really cranking up here. This, local sports are just really getting going here this weekend.
The heat has broken.
Yeah.
And while it's still not cool necessarily, it's definitely the heat is on its way out, I believe.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we are getting into September and, man, getting towards, I guess it unofficially, or meteorological fall starts today, but I guess it's not until, you know, a little later that we actually get into.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but really, the fall, it's like the 21st or whatever the month. My calendar's not smart enough to show me that, but
right.
Anyway, it is, it's coming up. But hey, we do want to talk about a little bit of Medicare today. I know we're going to get into some of this later in the season, all the important dates with Medicare, but talking a little bit about the topic of supplements today.
That's right. Medicare supplements have been a part of Medicare since Medicare began, and the reason is because Medicare by itself pays for 80% of your bills and of your medical bills, and that leaves a 20% gap. And sometimes Medicare supplements have been called Medigap for that reason, to fill in that gap. And 20% doesn't sound bad, but if you look at what medical costs can be, and considering that there's no cap on that 20%, it can just keep going and going in a year. And so a Medicare supplement steps in and picks up what Medicare doesn't pay for on those Medicare-approved bills.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, really, it'd be good to kind of break it down for perhaps a new person who is getting into, you know, wants to learn a little bit more about Medicare supplements, hasn't really been on Medicare before. I mean, what do they need to know?
So you need to know that Medicare supplements are standardized, which means that if they're standardized and they're broken down into plans. The most popular plans now are Plan G and Plan N. And a Plan G with company ABC is the same as company XYZ. So if you have a Plan G with company A or company B, companies, it just doesn't matter. They operate just the same. And their role is really well defined. They pick up that 20% that Medicare doesn't pay. And so you might be led to believe that, oh, I need this one, this is a really good company. Or I need to check with my doctor and see if they accept this one. And in this scenario, Medicare, I compare Medicare to the engine on the train, and the supplement is the caboose.
Okay.
That follows along behind. And wherever Medicare is accepted, which is about 98% of doctors and hospitals accept Medicare, then the caboose will be accepted as well. The Medicare supplement will follow along and be accepted as well. There's no network. There's no consideration of, well, I hope my doctor takes this one or something like that. It's the secondary coverage that you have that goes alongside and supplements, as the name implies, your original Medicare.
Gotcha. I know that is good to know. And it seems like, you know, we hear a lot about these different lettered plans. And so that those new, I believe we said Plan N, and the because we've heard like a lot about Plan F, I think, in the past year. So those do kind of change as far as popularity goes, it sounds like.
That's right. So let me explain Plan F. It was the original most popular plan years ago. And it has since been phased out for anybody that's newly eligible for Medicare. Medicare or Plan F is not available. That's just the rule. If you're newly eligible for Plan F, you're not eligible to buy a Plan F. Now, if you were eligible for Medicare before December 31st of 2019, then you can continue to. You can now get Medicare Plan F, just like you could before, but newly eligible people cannot.
Gotcha.
So, and how did a Medicare Plan F work? It picked up 100% of that 20% that Medicare did not pay. So from day one, it paid that 20%. And I don't understand all the reasons why, but Congress decided to pause or put a hold on Plan F. There used to be a Plan J that you can't get anymore. So Plan F is sort of going the way of Plan J. And what you can get now is Plan G and Plan N. And Plan G is just like Plan F, with the only difference being that there is a Part B deductible of $226 annually. $226 annual deductible. That's what it is for 2023. It varies a little bit from year to year, but it's never been very, very big. And Plan G does not pay that Part B deductible. And so that's the biggest difference. So when people are really concerned, oh, I really want Plan F, it's really not a big deal. And the price difference between Plan F and Plan G is significantly, usually it's significant enough to be more than $226 difference. Mm. So it's cheaper to get the Plan G and have that $226 bill rather than paying a higher price for that Plan F and having that that deductible be paid.
Gotcha. No, that is really interesting to be able to know. So as far as maybe people who have never been on Medicare, maybe they're new to the world of Medicare supplements, besides, you know, what the people who have already been on it, what about the new people?
So you need to know that you can shop for these plans any time in the year. They're not tied to a specific date on the calendar like Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans. Those are tied to a time in the year, open enrollment from October the 15th through December 7th. Medicare supplements you can get any time in the year. Another thing you need to know is that when you turn 65 or when you're newly eligible for Medicare, you can get on a Medicare supplement with no health questions. So I've had people come in, they say, hey, I'm getting ready to have a knee replaced and I'm going to need coverage day one when I turn 65 or when I go onto Medicare. And I say, well, you know, you need a Medicare supplement because it will make sure that you can have your knee taken care of. You can have all of those bills paid for. You pay your premium on that Medicare supplement. You pay your Part B premium, and you're not going to have any Medicare-approved bills for that operation. Now, once you've been eligible for Medicare for 6 months, past the six-month mark, there's going to be underwriting involved for you to get a Medicare supplement. So that's important to know. There's going to be underwriting involved. And so if you have health issues, if you can't answer the health questions, which they are generally, they aren't super, super strict, but if you're treating for cancer, if you have recent heart attack, recent stroke, multiple recent hospitalizations, you possibly won't go through underwriting. Be able to go through underwriting to get on a Medicare supplement. So there's a very important window that is open when you turn 65 or when you're newly eligible for Medicare to get on a Medicare supplement without any health questions. It's very important. Don't let those days go by without evaluating that. Now, there are ways to get on a Medicare supplement without health questions after you turn the 6 months after you're eligible for Medicare. And that is if you have full Medicare, but you've been on employer coverage that has been primary. And if you're leaving that employer coverage and Medicare is now going to become primary rather than your employer coverage, you have what's called a guaranteed issue, a guaranteed right to get on a Medicare supplement without any health questions.
Okay. No, that all makes good sense. So what else, is there anything else that we should know as we kind of talk about Medicare supplements here, and for folks who maybe are new or maybe have been, you know, involved in Medicare just for a little while?
So if you've been on a Medicare supplement for a while, one thing you've noticed is that prices go up. And that's just the name of the game. It's just how it works. I was meeting with there was a couple, and he was 101 years old. 101 wow. years old. And I'm doing the math really quick. His Medicare supplement was at $583. $583 a month was his Medicare supplement plan F.
Wow.
And we were actually able to, it's in a different state, it wasn't in Kansas, but we were actually able to move him to a different company and actually save him some money.
Wow, that's great.
A significant amount of money that we were able to save him. But as that illustrates, your price is going to go up
over time. You don't just want to set it and forget it sort of thing.
No. And you need to evaluate it. And there's sometimes when your bills just add up to be, your premium to pay that adds up to be an amount that really doesn't make sense anymore. And you might be looking for alternatives. And there are alternatives. I believe that a Medicare supplement is the best coverage that you can have, but the best coverage in the world doesn't mean much if you're not able to eat or sure. if you're struggling to pay that bill. And so it's a good idea to evaluate your options. And we help people to look at their Medicare supplement. Sometimes they can go from a Plan G to a Plan N. Now, we haven't talked about a Plan N.
Yeah. What is that?
So a Plan N has the $226 annual deductible, just like the Plan G. You're going to pay that, but it has a copay. So for a doctor visit, you're going to pay a $20 doctor copay. For an emergency room visit, you're going to pay a $50 copay, and that's the biggest difference between a Plan N and a Plan G, is you have that additional copay. So it's very often I talk to people and they go to the doctor maybe two or three times a year, and they don't utilize services that often. And so a Plan N can be another step down as far as price goes per month that they're paying, can have a significant savings.
Oh, that's really good to know. So, Charles, I know that you help people with this all the time. And, you know, what if people, you know, do want to schedule some time to talk and kind of review their plans? It sounds like with a lot of these, there isn't necessarily like a certain time constraint, but it still would be good, you know, to get that on the calendar and just take a look.
Yeah, you can call our office, get on our calendar, call us at 620-331-8800. And it's possible that there's savings for somebody already on, that they can go to a Plan N and experience some savings. Or if you're new to Medicare, watch those dates. Don't let that 6 months window go by without evaluating your options and looking at what might be best for you.
That's a really good reminder, Charles. Well, how about we take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. And we're here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, we've been talking about Medicare supplements. And I know a great way you can learn more about Medicare in general you have coming up in the form of a Medicare 101.
That's right. September 6th is Medicare 101 at Dickey's Barbecue right there in Independence at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Feel free to call our office, 620-331-8800. You can schedule or reserve your spot. And there's some people that maybe that doesn't work for your schedule and you still want to need to know. We can do a personalized 101 right in our office and even get you a gift card for missing Dickies or some as well. So call our office and we'd be glad to set you up either for that event or for a one-on-one. There's also one here at Gigi's, used to be Lanning's, at 11:30 a.m. as well on the same day, September the 6th.
Hey, that's a really good opportunity, and something that maybe if you have a older parent, you're a caregiver for, that sort of thing, you know, helping them out a little bit, navigate some of this, it can be really great. You know, the parents can bring their kids along, that sort of thing. It's a really good opportunity for everyone to learn about
it. Is. It's especially designed for people that are new to Medicare and just trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, no, it is really a lot to make sense, and you guys know what you're talking about when it comes to this. So if people do have questions and they want to meet with you on this or any topic that you guys can take care of, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down by Waters True Value there in Independence. And our main office number is 620-331-8800. Feel free to call us. And we also have a location in Howard and Sedan.
Okay, well, Charles, I won't be here next Friday, but Shay Neal will be taking care of you. So I look forward to chatting again in a couple weeks. And, of course, you'll be right back here on the program next week.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday.
Hey, I sure will. You as well. So we do have coming up an early bird edition of Open Line. That's up next. You're on KGGF.